KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 48. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, January 20th. News brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust in DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. We will have highs in the mid-60s both today and tomorrow, and some pretty gusty winds out there today to about 30. Fire weather watch posted for tomorrow afternoon. We'll have temps in the mid-60s and winds gusting to about 40 miles per hour, so fire danger definitely elevated through the weekend. A Grady County teacher suspended after being accused of beating a student with a belt. The story part of today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
A Ninaka teacher on paid leave pending an investigation into allegations that he whipped a student with a belt. It happened in a PE class this week. The student claims he was beaten after he accidentally hit the teacher in the groin with a dodgeball. 13-year-old Nick Johnson said it was an accident. He said he was aiming for the teacher's chest, but the ball hit the teacher below the belt. Johnson claiming the teacher chased him down and hit him several times with the belt. Johnson's mother wants the teacher fired. Ninaka Superintendent Todd Bunch said the matter was taken care of promptly and that the unidentified teacher is suspended with pay until an investigation is completed. The teen said he was sorry it ever happened. A woman helping a friend who didn't have a place to stay shocked when the friend is alleged to have pulled a gun on her. The woman called 911 last weekend after she found some drug items and some property her friend said had been stolen. She told the man to leave her Chickasha apartment, and at some point, the friend pulled the gun and pointed it to her head. The woman called Chickasha police, and the friend left for a short time, only to come back and try to climb through a window in the woman's apartment. Police did arrest 29-year-old Cody Dean Jones of Chickasha. Prosecutors have charged him with a felony of pointing a firearm. Jones remains in jail pending a $100,000 bond. They also want to revoke a 5-year suspended sentence Jones received on a 2014 charge of assault. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
A top official from the nation's capital meets with members of the Kiowa tribe this week. Ryan Zink, Secretary of the Department of the Interior, spent some time in Carnegie with Kiowa tribal leaders. Also joining the secretary was Deputy Assistant Secretary John Tasuda, who is a member of the Kiowa tribe. The Lawton Constitution reporting Zink told the Carnegie gathering that the most frustrating issue he deals with is government red tape, which gets in the way of handling matters at the front lines with tribal leaders. Zink said sovereignty should mean something and that the federal government was put in place to work for and by the people and that they have to get better. Zink said there are 562 federally recognized tribes in the U.S., and each one is a unique and equal nation. He says he's an advocate for each one. After his meeting in Carnegie this week, Zinke was scheduled to meet with the Chickasaw Nation yesterday. If you received a letter to report for jury duty in Grady County District Court next week, you do not have to go. Court Clerk Lisa Hanna said the whole week of the jury term has been canceled, and that's only for next week. For the week of the 22nd, if you received a notice to appear for jury duty for the week of the 29th, you still have to report. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Lewis Nicely with the Chickasha Area YMCA, our guest on our Cool Conversation program. He's talking about the Y's annual fundraising campaign. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, auctioneer Daryl Brewer is the guest. Both programs coming up next hour, the Cool Conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed by Real Estate Today at 8:30. Look for links to both programs on our website, cool1055fm.com, and you can listen to them whenever you want. Obituaries today include 74-year-old B. Anthony of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1:30 Monday afternoon at Grand Assembly of God. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for a warm and windy weekend. We'll have temps in the mid-60s both today and tomorrow. Fire weather watch for tomorrow for much of western Oklahoma. We'll have temps near 68 and gusty winds to about 40 miles per hour. Right now it's fair and 48 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
For years, customers thought they could save money buying a new car or truck from a small-town dealer.
And because of our low overhead, it's still true today. Think Charles Allen Ford in Chickasha. Drive a little, save a lot. Trucks are our specialty, but we often have those hard-to-find Ford F-Series, including cab and chassis.
Check our website or come see us for your new truck. Factory incentives and our low price will make you a happy customer.
Charles Allen will be here after the sale, as we have been for 37 years.
In sports, big day today in high school basketball across the state. County tournament championships going on in the region. Also, several other tournaments will be wrapping up today. The Heart of Oklahoma tournament in Purcell. The Sweet Pea Invitational up at Newcastle today. Let's check first the Grady County tournament, where in the boys semifinals last night, Amber Pocasset and Minko both win to get to the title game today. Minko holds off Oklahoma Christian Academy 53-52, while Ampo defeated Alec 48-29. Also yesterday, in the girls' consolation bracket play, Alec over Verdon 40-17, Ninica over Dibble 44-18. So here's the schedule from the Grady County Tournament today at Dibble, starting at noon. It's the girls' consolation championship between Alec and Ninica, followed by Dibble and Ninica boys at 1:20. Third place game start about 2:40, Minko and Oklahoma Christian Academy girls, followed by the Alec and Oklahoma Christian Academy boys. Then the championship games tonight start at 6:30, Rush Springs and Ampo girls, followed by Ampo and Minko girls. You'll be able to listen to all the games right here on Cool 105.5. Now let's check the Newcastle Sweet Pea Invitational, where the Chickasha Fighting Chicks beat Newcastle 45-40 yesterday. And Blanchard losing to UConn 64-46. Chickasha will play UConn for the consolation championship today. Blanchard to play Newcastle for seventh place. And for the girls, Chickasha losing to Ada 58-32. Lady Chicks will play Cash for seventh place today. Blanchard in the semifinals lost to Elgin 57-50. And Newcastle also in the semifinals losing to Lawton Max 62-41. So Blanchard and Newcastle girls play for third today. Elgin and Lawton Mack play for the title tonight. Over at the Caddo County Tournament in Anadarko, it's Fort Cobb, Broxton, and Sorrel in both the boys and girls championship games tonight. For the boys yesterday, Fort Cobb, Broxton over Apache 79-50, while Sorrel beat Lokiba Sickles 82-58. And for the girls, Fort Cobb, Broxton over Lokiba Sickles 62-57, and Sorrel over Apache 44-29. Eight games at the Caddo County Tournament today in Anadarko, and they'll start this morning and run through this evening. Now to the Heart of Oklahoma Tournament in Purcell, where the Anadarko Lady Warriors advanced to the championship with a 60-18 win over Sulphur. Anadarko will play Van Oss in the title. Van Oss went overtime to beat UConn last night, 36-34. Anadarko ranked number 5 in Class 4A. Van Oss number 9 in 2A. And Tuttle and Anadarko boys in the semifinals yesterday. A close game won by Tuttle, 54-51. So Tuttle goes on to play for the championship. Anadarko boys will play for third place tonight. Also in Chickasha, it's the Chickasha 8th grade basketball tournament. That'll wrap up today at Myers Fieldhouse. And at the CHS Sports Arena, it's the annual Chickasha Junior High Wrestling Tournament. That'll run throughout the day as well. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.